Welcome back to a new episode of Folks and Fables. This time, JJ remains naked, Piron does something smart, and Astraea becomes an elf? That can't be right. Oh well, let's get to the show!
Amazing. So, last we left off, you had your tilt with the golem in front of you, and as you managed to narrowly and very almost near death defeat this thing, the clay begins to slough off of it, and as it kept saying over and over again, it's trying to protect you for some reason. And as the creature begins to, you know, drop to the floor, the clay starts to slough off, and there's a stone elven man underneath the clay with a green glowing gem sitting in the center of his chest.
So, do we think that that's the second orb?
JJ is already trying to take it out of the chest to further examine it.
Can you make a survival check?
A survival check?
Yes.
Oh, that's a 21.
Oh, okay, perfect. So as you go to pry this thing out, you take your dagger and you kind of pop it out. And you could see your dagger was starting to bend a little bit because prying, you know, a gem out of stone with a dagger is not exactly the most effective way to do it, but you managed to jimmy it out, just kind of nicely without snapping your dagger as it kind of pops out and then skitters on the floor a little bit. It's like pulsing green now that it's out of this, its chest.
Is it warm?
Do you want to go pick it up?
Yeah, no, I have it in my hand.
Oh, okay. So yeah, as you're going to pick it up, it's not warm, it's just pulsing green.
Okay.
I mean, the last time we thought we found the orb, it wasn't actually an orb. So I don't know that I think the last time the orb was just the key to the room, to the orb, quote unquote. I think this is the key to the door and not the orb itself.
Oh. Do you think we should check behind the vine just then?
I mean, so you know behind the vines, you know there was a stone cage door that Piron was trying to rattle open in the middle of the fight because he thought you guys were going to lose because he has no faith or confidence in any of you. But
to be fair, Piron got decked. Piron hit the floor.
No, it's fine. He has no faith or confidence in any of his friends.
I think everyone just almost died. JJ, do you think we should just check the door and put the stone thing in that door maybe?
JJ looks up from the orb, looks towards the door, opens his mouth as he's about to speak, and then instead just like a and just coughs up a bunch of blood.
Do you want me to do it for you?
You
don't seem very okay. I don't think I can heal people anymore.
Perhaps a nap and some bandages would be a good idea at this point. Yes.
Let's open this door and then if it looks like it's a far thing, we can take a nap. But this may just be the end of this for now. So let's just make sure that nothing's behind that door that could hurt us.
Deco.
Hey. Yeah, I don't know that this is the best place to nap right now.
JJ.
Yeah.
You're feeling a lot better, actually.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, this is strange, but you know what? I am feeling a bit better, my friends. This is quite peculiar.
In fact, it's weird. So are all of you.
Yeah, I like to do an Arcana check on this orb. I want to just like study it, feel the magic.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool beans.
Roll it for me, please.
I did that. Oh, wow. Okay, so that was a 7.
So you can tell that there is magic coming off of this. Because honestly, a dead fish could tell that there was magic coming.
Cool. I think I'm going to sit down. I'm going to look at my friends and say, this will take about 10 minutes. Just give me some time and I will figure this out.
Before you do that, I think it's just we completed the trial. And then we got healed. It's like a trial. We did it. Yay! And then they're like healing magic of completing the trial.
Yes, we our hearts are refilled after we found the shrine. That certainly works.
So, you don't
There's
need to wait
been
10
a
minutes.
Lot of misinformation given to us here. I think that maybe JJ's skepticism is pretty warranted.
I think I can answer that.
Oh my god, you're back.
You turn around, there's a poof, and the guardian is sitting on top of one of the stone pillars again going, congrats, you're almost done. I'm really proud of you.
Hey,
guardian, I have a question.
Are there any loose rocks?
No, there are no loose rocks.
Like on the ground?
Would you like a dart?
No, I have a dagger. I'm going to throw my dagger to the left of the guardian.
Wait. Okay, please roll. Roll to miss.
Roll to miss. I can do that. All right. Dexterity with proficiency. That's a 20, a dirty 20.
Okay, so you kind of pick up your dagger and you like casually just kind of like, you like yeet it at him as it whizzes past his face. He looks unfazed. He's like, okay, and what's next?
I'm gonna look at him. Did you like that, Mr. Guardian? Huh? That was my test. You pass. You almost die. Who care?
Wait, Guardian, I have a question before you get mad at us. Give us one more.
Why would I be mad? You guys are doing fantastic. I thought you would have been dead in the last room.
Okay, give us one more minute. Heal us?
Yes.
You as a list.
Well, I can't have you dying on me. You're the closest we've gotten in 200 years.
Well, okay, next question. Why didn't you heal us when we were almost dying then and just not wait to see if we would die? Why aren't you just like, heal?
Yeah, I got laid out back there.
So here's the thing.
Completely.
If you couldn't have beat Bartleby over there, how would you have gotten past the final test?
By healing us constantly so we could never die.
Unfortunately, there are a thing called spell slots.
What are a spell slot? I don't know what that is.
Pardon. His what was his name again?
Pourquoi? Oh,
Bartleby.
He was Bartleby.
That was Bartleby.
Yeah.
The f- is a Bartleby. What? You knew what this was. Who was this?
Bartleby is one of the chamber's old archivists.
You are the worst.
I'm not the worst. Read your history books.
Get history. Get out history. How do you feel that you got out history, JJ?
JJ goes home.
Okay, wait.
Unfortunate.
Mr. Guardian, we have this green gem. Is this the gem, or is this the orb, or is that the key again? And do we need to go to the gate and put it in?
I don't know what you're talking
How
about.
How are we going to destroy
key?
It? You say we need to destroy all the orbs. Is this thing, and I pull it from JJ's hand, and I pointed out that green orb to him. Is this the orb, or
so
is it not?
All of a sudden, he's not there anymore.
Oh my god, he's useless.
And then he stands right behind you and grabs the gem out of your hand and goes, that looks about right, and then tosses it back to you and goes, I mean, I guess you have to figure out how to get out of this chamber before you can figure out how to destroy number two.
I mean, we destroyed number one in the chamber. Why can't we just break it? I guess we didn't. Wait, never mind.
I mean, listen, that hasn't been tried in a while. You can give it the good old college try, I guess.
Yeah, wait, never mind. I guess that last time to destroy the orb, we had to put it in the scary black goo. So probably we can't just break it.
That flay is cuts very deep for this particular group of adventurers.
Actually, only JJ. I've never been to college.
Well,
why have I been on peer on all of a sudden?
What I think is an equivalent of college, but I graduated, so it went well. Learned things.
C'est magnifique.
All good.
All right. So, JJ, oh wait, I have the orb. I go up to the gate and see if there's a slot that can fit an orb.
Nope.
What if I just...
Wait, I have a key.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And I pulled out the old weird key.
Wait, that was the one that was
And I go
to
up
us?
To the door and I just kind of knock the key on the door.
And nothing
worked
happens.
Last time. You let me down, key. I'll still keep you there.
Can I look up and down? Like, I'm going to go and kind of look up and down the bars and see if there's like a latch or anything to open it. Or if there's just an obvious way to open it with the orb, but most importantly, just the obvious way to open it.
So there's no way to open it with the orb. But when you do look, not on the actual door itself, but to the left of the door, there's like a statue jutting out of a dragon's head, and the mouth is open.
Oh. Piron, I have a quick question for you. Does this look like an obvious spot? Can you come here for a second, actually?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Walk over.
So, Piron, does this look like an obvious spot to put the orb?
And it
point
does.
To the dragon.
Which also makes me nervous.
Okay, perfect. I put the orb in the dragon.
Okay, and nothing happens.
I try to close the dragon's teeth.
Dragon's mouth is made of stone.
Well, like, it was worth a shot. JJ, I have another question for you. Can you come over here?
How high is the boy from the ground, the dragon?
The dragon? I don't know, like 5 feet off the ground?
5 feet off the ground. Okay. Are there any like inanimate objects that are just loosely on the ground?
Nah, I mean, there's torches lining the pillars, but that's about it.
Cool.
Like, there's braziers.
All right, so JJ is going to go and grab one of those torches. He is going to bring it up to the dragon, and he is going to grab the torch with two hands and smack the dragon on the nose.
Okay. Please roll an attack for me.
I can do it. Is that strength, right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So that was a 9 in total.
So you take the torch and you lift it up over your head and you go and you smack this dragon as hard as you can and the torch snaps in half.
I look at Astrea. I tried all I could. At this point, do not bother me. I go over
wait,
to one
wait,
of the...
Wait, JJ! Aren't you supposed to be the smart one? That seemed like a Piron move. Piron's the one that hits things. You're the one that thinks about things.
Astoya, I am far too angry to be smart right now. But then I say, it's fine. Whatever. I'm gonna go sit and I'm gonna do a f***ing Arcana check or something. I don't know. I'm going to do a detect magic ritual.
Got it.
Thank you.
We have 10 minutes to do something stupid before that works. Then
you have 10 minutes of stupid.
Can I just kind of like Piron kind of looks down into the mouth of the dragon. Is there anything kind of like sitting in there?
Roll an investigation check for me.
That's a 9.
So it's very dark in the mouth of this dragon. It looks, if it was a shallow mouth hole, it would not be this dark, but it is very dark.
Could I cast Dancing Lights and send an orb of light down the dragon throat?
Well, absolutely. You got my plan. That was. I was about to ask, do you want it? But I'm like, I don't know. It's dark. I haven't looked in it.
I'm figuring it out.
So you create this little ball of light and you send it down the mouth of this dragon. Once again, this is not a huge opening. Like it's maybe like the size of like a peanut butter lid.
Okay. This is an ethereal light, so it doesn't have substance to resist.
But at the end, you see there's a button at the very end of the mouth.
How deep is the dragon throat?
How deep is the dragon throat? I don't know. Maybe like 4 feet long, 3 feet long, something like that. Not super long.
I would assume that my spear is probably long enough that I could like poke
okay.
the button. So I kind of just take the spear. I'm like, one
do
second,
a
let me try
dexterity saving throw for me.
Oh,
or not saving throw. Do a dex check for me. Or sleight of hand, whichever one you prefer.
Like acrobatics?
No, sleight of hand or dexterity.
I did a 24 in the sleight of hands.
Okay, so you actually managed to like you've done this all the time. You're like, man, back home there's secret buttons everywhere. This is impressive as hell. You take the spear out and you manage to just perfectly jimmy it in, because the fact is the head of the spear was actually slightly too big, but you managed to work it in without snapping the spear.
Well, I would have gone like butt first.
Then you go butt first.
I'm not trying to kill anything. I don't need the pointy end here.
So you take the butt of the spear and you manage to perfectly jimmy it into the statuette, and you hear a click just as you reach the end of it. And all of a sudden, the rings of light that were lit up as you entered this room when Bartleby started attacking you, they begin to rise in different levels. And at the top, there's a small pedestal.
Oh. JJ, you can probably stop. I think we figured it out.
That's Echo.
Yeah, I noticed. That was me. I did that.
Yeah,
I did the thinking.
We.
Okay.
Collective we.
I am smart occasionally. All right. I want this to be known and recorded. JJ, write this down.
We.
I did an intelligent thing.
All right. What's the date in our fictional universe?
This is year 200 after the conquest.
Yeah. Okay. Year 200 AQ. All right. I guess Piron was no longer himbo. Is that good?
Well, let's not go that far.
I want to let you know that the Guardian is just kind of sitting there laughing. He's now also whittling something.
Hey, cool. Guardian, you do not get to laugh at us. We are not here for your entertainment. F*** you.
I mean, if you're not here for my entertainment, why are you here?
Wait, we're here because you said... First, there's many reasons we're here. First, we were sent to go clear the mine, and then the mine was there, and now we went into the mine and became a forest, and then you appeared. Actually, we first climbed the tree, and then you appeared, and then you said we need to save the tree, and for some reason, we went along with it. None of that is for your entertainment. We're helping you. Also, we
Folks
need to
Fables
find...
Folks in Fables recap intro music.
Also, we need to find... a wall that we can walk through and things don't appear. I don't remember when we're ever going to find that, but that is something I'm remembering that we need to do. Secondly, we need to remember that we need to pull a certain amount of times to get Grog out. I'll remember this never. Perfect. I take the orb out of the dragon's mouth.
The goblin.
This was like a week
Wait,
ago.
You forgot the goblin?
It wasn't that long.
Have no, it was like 3 days ago, actually. Week?
That was three.
How 3 days?
Oh yeah, you know we took a lot of like short rests.
Well, a short rest is an hour, but we took. Did we take two?
Oh no,
long rests?
We took like two long rests. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a couple of days.
That goblin is gone.
Hopefully not. he's our way out. So I take the orb, and so I go look. What did the? So there, how many pillars are there?
One.
No, like the things that.
Well, so
raise
there's
and lit.
So it goes up in levels. So there's about four different levels, and at the top there's a pet.
Can I just try to jump on them, like jump from one to the other?
They're like stair height. Like you could walk up them if you wanted to. They're like big stairs. You don't have to like.
I'm gonna walk up
yourself
them
up
with
these.
The orb and put the orb on the pedestal.
Okay. So actually, as you get up there, you notice there's actually a perfect divot for. It's not an orb. It's a gem.
Like and is it like the, is it like
why not both
pointed?
Well, so here's the thing. It's a gem shaped object. So, like, it's
gem is
like
not
a diamond
shape.
Cut,
orb
a
is
diamond
a
cut object.
Gem is a thing. A gem can be an orb. An orb can't be gem shaped.
Hey, Benji, you're a gem.
I'm putting the orb in the gem slate spot.
Okay. So, as you do that, the rings start to glow. And can you make a dexterity saving throw for me, please?
Hopefully.
Was anyone, actually, before you do that, was anybody else on this set of pedestals? Like, did anybody else climb up?
Probably not.
No. Okay.
17.
So, as you do that, the pedestals begin to drop. And not like slowly drop, like they go shroom, shroom, shroom. And you actually just manage to like drop to your stomach so that you don't like take massive damage as the like level underneath you falls out from under you.
Wait, so you're saying I couldn't have quickly turned around and ran down them in an iconic and comic way?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, worth asking.
That would have been really cool.
That would have been really cool, but you're not Legolas, unfortunately. But regardless, the pillars begin to drop, and there's now, instead of a red glow, there's a green glow coming out of these circles as the main pedestal rises up and crushes the gem into dust, and all of a sudden, a green pillar of energy rises from the floor all the way to the ceiling.
Guardian, did we do it?
You look up. He's actually not there anymore.
Why'd he leave when we did the thing? JJ, by any chance, did you not stop casting Detect Magic?
I have not been doing anything since, so yeah, I've just been continuing to prepare myself.
Perfect. You've been drawing the circles on the... Wait, I have a question. Just out of interest, what does ritual casting for a bard look like? What does that mean?
I believe it is tuning my hurdy-gurdy.
Perfect. You've been tuning your hurdy-gurdy.
For 10 minutes.
Is it like a really out-of-tune way that when you play it like makes the music work and make magic?
Yeah, that is exactly it. It's when you tune it and clean it, you imbue magic into it, so then it can be expelled through the sonic vibrations. So basically, it's all those good vibrations.
So now we're going to wait till that happens and see how magic this or thing, unless anything happens within that time.
Okay.
Small tangent, at threat of hurting Estrella, did the weird we feel better magic actually do like a mechanical healing?
Yes. So mechanically, you guys are back to full health now.
Cool. Just checking.
Wait, why would it threat of hurting me?
Well, because you were about to eat it on the pedestal, but then you didn't. And I was just like, wait a minute. If you did eat it, like,
no, would mechanically, I be inches you are, away you from death? Or...
Oh, yeah. I noticed that my health was full for some reason.
Mine was not.
Okay. So is there an apparent way to like move forward with the plot?
I mean, yes, you can finish your detect
we're,
magic.
We're waiting. That's
yeah,
the point.
Okay, so I do the detect magic.
Yeah, we can. I don't think we're unless Piron's going to do anything else, we can just say we wait for
all
it.
Right, and I play my discordant melody.
So you guys wait for JJ's detect magic to finish as you're kind of just sitting there fiddling around with your hurdy-gurdy, getting those good tunes and vibrations, trying to figure out what kind of magic this is. And you get the feeling that this pillar of energy is a conjuration style of magic.
Oh, that seems bad.
So it doesn't...
But you've been sitting here for 10 minutes. Nothing is coming out. And the pillar of light seems to not have disappeared.
Does anyone have a thing I can throw into it?
I have lots of things. About?
Where is the guardian?
Wait, here. I have the rusty dagger that I took.
Was that an important rusty dagger?
No, I don't think so. Because there's a cool wooden dagger that works like metal. That one's probably wacky. I'm going to hold on to that one. But the rusted dagger doesn't look too fancy.
Okay.
Unless I'm making a colossal mistake and we're going to regret this. But that's up to you. Here's the dagger.
My comrades, it is simple. We wait for the guardian to get back. And then we saw him in.
Okay, right as soon as JJ's finished saying that, I throw the rusty dagger in. I'm going to try to throw the rusty dagger into the pillar.
Okay, so can you roll an attack roll for me, please?
Yeah, is it just like improvised weapon, just strength?
Yeah, it's not improvised.
No,
it's
dexterity.
It's a
for
dagger.
Me,
oh, wait, it's a dagger. That's true. I'll just roll. I got an 11 because I'm proficient.
So you take your dagger, you raise it above your head. You're like, guys, I'm going to throw the dagger in after, you know, JJ was like super salty about this guardian. And you throw the dagger, and you actually miss wide left.
Okay, I pick it up and throw it again.
Okay. This time, you actually manage to get through. As it passes through, it goes out the other side, and nothing happened.
Okay, good to know. It's not turning art. Wait, can I go look at it before I state this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go pick it up. Does it feel magical?
Roll an investigation for me.
Okay. 15.
With a 15, you look at it. Like, it doesn't look like anything has changed. It just seems like the same dagger.
Good enough for me.
So this sketches me out more because I'm now worried not only will this beam teleport us, but our clothes will not come with.
Who's ready to walk?
Joke's on you. I am already naked.
That's true. I do remember that.
I'm just imagining the cameras panning over and like JJ is now stark naked sprinting at this thing.
Wait, no, I've been naked.
Yeah.
I have been naked for a while.
Last time. Oh, yeah, you were naked. Oh my God, can you put some clothes on?
We're taken away from our clothes. That's the thing. No,
you had them the whole time.
What?
You chose not to put on your pants.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to put them back on.
Now. Well, I jumped into the light. So
you're a beautiful specimen.
Okay, so JJ jumps into the light and he does not pop out the other side.
He's just standing there.
Nope.
Wait, I have a question. I thought you said the light was high up and I was falling. How did JJ just jump?
No.
Into the beam of light, like the spotlight.
It's back to the ground. Oh, okay. The pillar of light raised from the floor to the ceiling.
I'm going to take JJ's clothes with him in case he has them on the ground somewhere and walk into the pillar of light holding them.
Okay. And just like that, Astraea, you disappear.
I better get to keep my pants, and I walk into the pillar.
So upon entering the flash of light, you enter a large red chamber with massive rows of seating on each side of you and a large throne sitting at the very end with a massive carved dragon head sitting on top of the throne. On each side of you, there are people lining these rows that seem to be yelling and screaming at each other, and there's a massive fire sitting in the middle of the room.
Okay, because I yelled, JJ, here are your pants when I entered, does anyone respond? The people yelling at each other, do they look at us?
Natalie, stop. This is the chamber of the Archons. What are you doing?
Wait, who's Natalie?
Have you been on those good mushrooms again? You're Natalie.
I look down. Do I look similar? Do I look the same?
You look down and you're wearing these fine red velvet robes.
It's a very important question. Are my hands the same color? They're blue,
yes.
Normally.
They are still blue.
We're all there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, am I clothed myself, or do
you
I have to...
You are clothed, but you are not clothed in your normal robes.
Okay.
You all look down, and you see you're all wearing finery that you didn't walk in, and all of your items seem to have disappeared.
Well, nuts.
Piron, you have a stark blue, almost like a navy velvet robe with, what's the word, with silk pants.
I hate it. My color palette is green and yellow, and I refuse
JJ,
to wear anything
else. You're wearing
like
a forest green tunic that's also made of velvet with silk black pants underneath, and a
wait. So if I'm Natalie, who are they? And I point to my two compatriots.
What are you talking about, Natalie? Those are your confidants.
I got hit on the head when I was entering this room, and I forget everything. Can you explain it to me again?
Oh my lord!
That was big brain.
As you ask that question, the man you're speaking with points over to Piron and goes, "That is Remy." And then he points at JJ and goes, "This is Lucille. What are you doing? This is important. Now is not the time to be playing jokes."
I am not playing jokes. I got hit on the head on my way here and remember nothing. I would like some more explanation. That could be helpful. And then maybe once you explain to me what I'm doing, I could do my task as I'm supposed to
be. The Grand Archon has summoned the council, and we are deciding the fate of Damian Rex.
Why are we deciding? What did Damian Rex do? I hit on the head. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know either.
You do not remember the great demon Al-Ghazoth and the trial and starting the Grand Rebellion and almost dooming our great society?
You think, again, you started that sentence with, you don't remember? Correct. I remember nothing. I don't remember anything before 10 years ago.
Natalie, sit.
I sit down.
The trial will begin to start.
Wait, no.
And then you can...
I need the background. Is this like a regular trial where we produce evidence and do discovery and we learn about...
No, he is guilty. This is just deciding the punishment.
Then it's not a trial. That's sentencing.
The common punishments for such a treasonous crime of our people is, of course, the guillotine. Why would we not use
this? Yes, that would work if we could physically take off his head.
He summoned a demon.
So, While this is going on, Piron is going to look around the room to kind of catch the overall behavior of the people around him, because he now knows he's supposed to be a confidant, but he doesn't know what that is. So he's trying to look for people wearing similar clothing to what Estrella is now wearing and similar clothing to himself, and seeing what they're doing, so he can kind of figure out what he's supposed to be pretending to do.
It seems like everybody's everyone's supposed to be sitting, but they're standing up and actually like yelling at each other pretty aggressively from across the aisles right now. And you can see the Grand Archon is sitting there just like head in his hand. He doesn't like politics in general, from what you can tell. And this looks like he is in hell right now.
Can I ask a couple of questions?
Of course.
Awesome. Firstly, do I recognize any of the architecture or the fashion? Obviously, I can kind of tell the cadence of the voice and the linguistics of that. So can I sort of, I guess, do like a history check to like see, given all of these identifiers around me, if I...
Totally. You absolutely could do
that. Okay, cool. And like, again, do I recognize the voice? Is that something you can just give me? Because like...
We don't have recordings. How would we recognize voice?
You can recognize the accent as something that is very similar to like where you come from.
Exactly.
Like your family speaks in this cadence and with these words, but they're not... You don't recognize the actual voice itself. Like this is not like a buddy you knew. This would be like the equivalent of if a French person went to like France and went, "Hey, I know you. You're my cousin Jimmy."
No, I'm not saying that like, "Oh, do I recognize the exact voice?" What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be like, you know, you hear someone speak and you're like, "Oh yeah, you're from Boston." Or like you hear someone speak and it's just like, "Oh yeah, you're from Scarborough."
Yeah, so you can tell this is a very elvish cadence. Specifically high elven cadence, because they are definitely the most French, like, I mean, French is a relative term because this is not a true French accent. No offense to any French speakers. But like,
I think we have fully alienated all French listeners from our podcast.
It's elvish that happens to sound like a bad French accent.
Yes,
precisely.
But it's not a French accent.
Precisely. And I think I do it fantastically, because the way we built this world is it is a bad French accent. And so I think I do that expertly. I do a great bad French accent. All right. My history check got a 19.
So with that, you look around and you definitely can recognize that this is the groundwork for all of the architecture and studies you've done over the past few years while writing your thesis. And so, but you've never seen anything this complete. You've never seen a room this filled out. You've never seen the fashion inlaid. You've never seen the way that the actual proper mosaics have been laid out across the walls. It's honestly, like, this is your, like, dream. You are ogling right now, because there is so much detail that you just wouldn't be able to find going through ruins and notes.
Yeah, it's like if someone was able to travel back in time to, like, see, like, the Colosseum in its prime.
Yeah.
Okay, so JJ goes to open his mouth.
Yeah.
So, if we're back to how we're going to execute this person, if we can't kill him, right? That's what you said. We can't cut his head.
Well, I didn't say we are going to execute. I said we are going to punish. Because, yes, we cannot murder. Because that would have been solution number one.
I have a question then. Why was summoning the demons so bad? I understand that in general, summoning demons is
bad. We have laws
bad.
Against this. You know this.
I remember nothing for the past 10 years. You keep forgetting that. Maybe you were also hit on the head.
Cannot break the barriers between this world and theirs. It is against the sacred rites.
But like...
Yep, definitely no barrier breaking here. That's a no-no. We don't do that. We're definitely from here and not from anywhere else. Yep, that's us. Remy and Lucille and Natalie.
Listen, Natalie, Remy is on the same page as we are. Get your head together.
Remy is not on the same page as us. Remy is on Linguini's head.
So where do I sit? Where's my seat? You said
you're standing in front of your seat.
Oh. Okay, let's get ready and down for business, and we'll definitely know what's going on.
So the Grand Archon kind of looks up, and he looks tired. Like, this man looks like he hasn't slept in probably 72 hours, and he snaps. And immediately, everyone around you begins to sit.
While that's happening, like, I know this is one big hall. Are there, like, doors or hallways? Like, is this the entirety of the building, or are there exits?
It's a massive hall. It looks like there's a pair of grand doors behind you that are currently closed.
Is there any other, like, recesses or halls or doors, or is there only
a couple of small doors jutting out of the sides near where the throne is, but nothing major.
So would it be possible for me to try and kind of like slip away to check out the place while this man is distracting everyone?
Yeah, roll a stealth check for me.
Cool. So I start to like kind of tiptoe away as everyone turns towards the throne man, who's okay. Forgotten.
So with that,
I got an 18.
With the ruckus of everybody starting to sit down, you kind of manage to slip like behind where your seat is. And you manage to get behind some servants and get to one of these doors. And you're kind of out of sight now. Everyone else seems to be focusing on what's about to be said by the Grand Archon. But yeah, you've got access to these doors now. What do you want to do?
Okay, how do you want to handle this? Do you want to handle what's in the room and then what I'm doing, or do you want me to kind of do my shtick?
Handle what you do first.
Okay, so I guess I slip through the doors. I kind of like tiptoed away.
So you don't slip through the doors. You go to open the doors. They don't open.
I tiptoe to the door. It doesn't open. They're all locked?
They're not locked. They just don't open. Like, you see other people passing in and out of these doors. It just seems like you can't.
Interesting. And what do I see when the door opens? Is there like something behind it, or is it
honestly like, it's just a hallway with servants going in back and forth, bringing food, okay, bringing drinks, bringing,
but it's not like a blank like has not loaded area.
No. It looks kind of, as if it's the same kind of design as what is this main grand hall. It's just a little bit smaller and less regal, and it's more, it looks like that's the servants' quarters, so like everybody seems to have a personal retinue where they can like, and that's where they go in and out to get things.
Right. And, like, I'm incapable of, like, slipping through even when it's open.
Like the door is open and you can't walk through.
Like, I physically cannot pass the threshold.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess that's as far as I get. And then I go back to my seat and kind of plop down. And I nudge JJ and Estrella. And I'm like, we can't leave.
Do you think this is a memory? Like, we're replaying a memory.
Almost certainly.
So not playing it well.
Correct.
This is the least prepared I have ever been for a role.
As Piron begins to, you know, slip back into his seat and, like, you know, he gets a couple of awkward looks. Like, you know when you're leaving a movie theater to go to the bathroom and everyone's giving you like the "ugh, why are you leaving" in the middle of the movie kind of look. That's kind of what Piron gets as he like sneaks back into
Excuse me. Can you just move your knees back? Just like to the side. Thanks. Great. Okay. Sorry. Excuse me.
So you shuffle in and then the Grand Archon looks up and goes, "Bring in the prisoner." And they bring in this honestly small, gaunt looking man with like a hood over his head. But there are chains on his hands, his legs, and there's chains on his knees connecting his hands to his knees. He has 12 guards around him as he is brought into the center room and then put on to his knees to sit.
I turn,
and the Grand Archon goes, "We will now hear deliberations."
I turn to JJ and I say, "That's a lot of, for just summoning a demon. Like, I feel like it'd be fine. Sometimes you summon a demon."
The issue at hand is that the children of the Fae are not exactly the biggest fan, or rather they were not the biggest fan of demons, and this was a reciprocated belief. The muddled history is quite... quite gruesome, truly.
And you, so you kind of have that little conversation off of the side of the back. As so, the Grand Archon starts to call on people, and people start to stand up and give deliberations of, you know, oh, we should banish him. He should be, you know, exiled into the ethereal realm. Oh, we need to make him suffer. He should be a slave to us for the rest of time, that sort of thing. And finally, they go, and Remy, it is your turn. What is your opinion on the matter?
Do we think this is just a random memory?
Banishment. Always just safe bet. Banishment.
At least one spanking. Maybe two.
He murdered over 1,000 people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Has he been nutty?
I mean, he did a bad thing. So spankings?
So I'm sorry. We should treat him as we do our children. We should just give him a hit.
It's not your turn for deliberation. Everyone gets their turn to deliberate.
I said at least one. We can jump to 10 if it really means that much to you.
The Grand Archon looks up and looks at you and goes, Remy, he murdered over 2,000 people.
One spanking per person. With some sort of sharp, hard, spiked object.
So at that, you kind of start getting some claps of like, yeah, let's do it. That's a great decision. But he kind of looks at you and gives you like a, this is not a f*** around time. Why are you doing this? And then just waves you off. So as he waves Hieron off, there's more people, then more stand up. And then he goes, Archon Natalie.
Deliberation. Ooh, I'm an Archon.
I nudge Astraea and I go, they don't like spanking.
So, no one likes spankings.
Speak for yourself.
That's why we spank them, because no one likes it. In general, I would say slavery, bad. Let's take that off the table, a no-go. They always get mad at you. Also, it's not good, but also, they'll get mad, and then they'll, like, anything's, we keep them around us. That's bad for them murdering us, and slavery, bad. Step number one. Step number two, banishment. Also a bad idea, because then they can get mad at us and just come back, and if this person summoned a demon, they'll just come back with the demon. That doesn't seem like a good solution. So, final solution. Really big cage with scary spikes around the cage and no summoning of thing. But also, if we're down
for it...
They seem
to be big on knees. Take the knees.
If we're down for it, we do something so he doesn't hate us. We like try to reintegrate him after he gets the punishment. Back into society.
With that, you kind of start getting hearing some boos of like, what are you talking about? Like reintegrating him? Like he literally almost caused the downfall of our society. What are you doing?
I'm telling you, Astraea, go for the knees.
After a while, and loss of knees, clearly, we reintegrate him.
Okay. The Archon looks at you and actually gives you like a quizzical look of, huh. Maybe that's not
my
actually
banishment
an awful
thoughts
decision.
And slavery thoughts. Great thoughts. We can't do those two. He'll get angry.
So he looks
and come
at you.
Back.
He gives you this quizzical look of, and then nods in approval, and then waves. And then there's more deliberation, and there's more deliberation, and there's more deliberation. And then he goes, Magister Lucille, your deliberation.
Ooh, I turn to JJ and I say, you're a magister. Damn.
I'm gonna just do a little side look to my compatriots here and like just say, you must lead the room and give the people what they want. And so I'm going to go up. It's like, obviously.
We're in a memory. Maybe just like drop your pants. Get wacky. There's no consequences.
Wait, there could be consequences.
Okay, there could be consequences.
Obviously, this monster before the court has obviously murdered over 2,000 people. This is a travesty. This is something that we will feel for generations. Our ancestors will, or rather our forebears will remember this day, and they will remember it as a day of darkness. And so we must urge him to feel the same pain that our people have felt in this time. We must, obviously, death is too quick. No, not death, but slavery is also morally reprehensible. That is off the table as well. Please, why bother? We are above that. But torture? Ooh, this is a great way to enact out punishment. I urge that we remove the eyelids as long as we also remove the nails, both finger and toe. We sew out the rear end shots and we feed him in excess and we show him all the sins that he has brought upon our nation. Thank you.
The Archon looks at you and nods as a, honestly, that's what most people have been saying. So,
no, but like, I'm trying to really put some emphasis into like how we're doing this.
Roll a performance check.
Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted to do. I want the crowd to be cheering my, oh, that's a crit fail. So the crowd so is not actually, cheering my name.
With that, you actually start to hear like some like, almost crickets in the background. Like, you give this impassioned speech. And someone from the crowd goes, that was literally said 4 segments ago. Verbatim, word for word.
I'm sorry, we have segments? This is what is this some sort of audio entertainment medium? No, this is turns in which people are speaking. The representatives. Learn your language.
JJ, while, I think you should sit down.
While JJ is screaming, I'm like Piron is kind of like grabbing his like pants and shirt, and like kind of pulling him into his chair, and he's like let me at him, like yelling at them.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you actually at this point, because of that argument, you sort of get some boos, and like people are like throwing crumpled papers at you and stuff, like trying to like shout you down to sit down. And the Archon looks at you and goes, sit. And immediately the room goes silent. And once again, there's a little bit more deliberation. And finally, the Grand Archon waves his hand and goes, in conclusion, after hearing all of the arguments, I have decided that he will be tortured for eternity.
I have a question before we just, how are we going to do it for eternity? People die,
except
He can't die, but we can die.
Archon Natalie, he's immortal.
We're not immortal.
No.
Do we just keep putting people up for torture?
Our children and their children that will enforce this.
This seems like a bad idea. Like, just this seems like a way to let him convert the people, or like, I don't know. I just think I'm really.
My will is spoken. He will
this
be
is
chained.
Gonna turn out bad for all your people. I'm just calling it.
In the base of this enchanted tree.
Oh.
And
we done goop.
He will have no contact for eternity.
What's his name
and
again?
That is my rule.
Wait, what's his name? Is it Bartleby?
His name is Damien Rex.
Cool.
Sorry, is there any titles that he perhaps goes by as well? Perhaps maybe something along the lines of a guardian?
Guardian? There is no guardian. We are in no need of a guardian. But as he looks at him and goes, escort the prisoner to his eternal torture, the man stands up and turns around. And you can finally see his face for the first time. And it's the face of the Guardian.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who has selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.
Are you itching for a good story? Laughter among friends, maybe even a mystery or two? Well, you're in luck. Firebreathing Kittens is a standalone Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Each episode is a separate 3-hour long story, like a movie for your ears, so you can listen to these adventures in any order you like. So join us on a real play D&D quest as we solve mysteries, attempt comedic banter, and enjoy friendship. Firebreathing Kittens podcast, fantasy, action, mystery.